If you believe, life will be different if you believe. We can take that statement and say, if you believe what? Well, we have to look at what we believe. And we all have choices. We make choices every day. Our lives are set before us by the choices that we make. So I want to suggest to you one very crucial choice that is before us this morning and every day as we live when it comes to what slot we put God into. I love this passage of scripture in Psalms 119:30. It says, I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. That's a choice that the psalmist made. I have chosen the way of truth. In other words, I've decided to go with truth rather than anything that would make me feel good. In other words, truth is more important to me than the way I feel. When we take that attitude on, then each one of us can go to the one who is the master of all truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So if we have decided to go the way of truth, we've decided to go with Jesus. We've made a choice. If we don't make a choice, as what was said in the clip here, then we are drifters. And one of the worst choices that any of us can ever make is that when God moves, we stay put. We just continue to do life as we normally do. But oftentimes, God is moving in our lives and He's challenging us to move with Him. He wants us to go deeper into relationship with Him. Because when it comes to knowing God, it's all about relationship with Him. If we make right choices, there'll be right changing take place in our lives. So the Bible says, if you believe, actually in Mark 9:23, Jesus said, if you believe, all things are possible to him who believes. If you believe, all things are possible. And again, that word if is a choice. If you believe. We can choose not to believe. Do you ever notice that? You can make a choice not to believe that something is good for you, even though all indications are that it might be. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. You will have an understanding of things that you don't understand now if you make a choice to believe. If we believe, we can begin to understand the way God does things. We can begin to understand the way God loves each and every one of us. He cares about each and every one of us. We begin to understand that Jesus was sent to earth to die on the cross that all mankind might have their sins washed away. If you believe, you can begin to see the way God does things. And God is a supernatural God, and He does things in pretty awesome ways. If we believe, we will see the glory of God. If we don't, we're going to have to go with the world's way and not our way at all. So we are to fight the good fight of faith. Now, this is the choice that I want to present to you this morning. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. If, indicating a choice. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. God is telling this to the children of Israel. He said, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants might live. Do you want to live a life according to the way of the world, according to the way that things are presented in the world? It is set in stone. The way God has called us to live, the way God has called us to handle our lives, and everything that God has told us to do, every way He's told us to live out our life is for our benefit, it's for our good, so that we will be filled with joy. 1 Thessalonians 4:14 says, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring him those who sleep in Jesus. We will see those who have gone before us again if we believe. Those who have already gone to heaven, we will see them once again. Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. If you will believe, you will begin to understand God's opinion about things. If you believe, you'll begin to understand God's judgment about things. If you believe, you will be able to understand the way God sees humanity in life. Be able to understand the reasons why He wants you to do the things that will benefit you in life.